From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a fervor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports a convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. German officials say a 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion, killing himself and wounding 12 others near Nuremberg, had received psychiatric treatment and might have intended to set off the bomb at a music festival. More than 2,000 people were evacuated from that festival after the explosion. It was the fourth violent act in the country in the past week, and so far, investigators have not found any motives for any of those attacks. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-rigged vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad Monday, killing 12 people and wounding 37. A Diyala province police spokesman said the blast happened at the entrance to the town of Kales. The checkpoint was reportedly crowded with cars and that a number of them were burnt in the blast. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations says opened a regional meeting of foreign ministers in Laos for talks on security issues, including North Korea and the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States is proud to be ASEAN's partner because you speak up for the rules-based international system that protects the rights of all nations, big or small. The meeting in Laos follows a recent ruling by the International Court of Arbitration that largely invalidated most of China's claims in the South China Sea, leading to worries a decision could intensify tensions and lead to more Chinese military maneuvers. A new report finds a record number of civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed in the first half of this year. The report issued by the UN Human Rights Office and the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan finds children account for nearly one-third of the more than 5,100 civilian casualties. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN reports nearly 64,000 civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed since counting began in January 2009. The report notes a progressive worsening of the situation, with civilian casualties reaching a record high this year. The report blames the Taliban, Islamic State, and other so-called anti-government elements for a majority of civilian casualties. It also finds, however, the number of casualties by pro-government forces is increasing. It says ground attacks, followed by suicide bombings and unexploded remnants of war, caused the greatest harm. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish authorities Monday issued arrest warrants for more than 40 journalists in a new phase of the controversial legal crackdown after the failed coup. This comes as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to host opposition party chiefs for an unprecedented meeting. Over 13,000 people have been detained in the vast sweep after the July 15 coup attempt. The Solar Impulse 2 was on Monday approaching the end of its journey to become the first solar-powered airplane to circle the globe without a drop of fuel. The experimental aircraft is expected to touch down in Abu Dhabi in the early hours of Tuesday morning. It will have flown 42,000 kilometers across four continents, two oceans, and three seas. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.